You know, if you're ever feeling bored, you ought to check out your spam folder. That's what I recently did, and I discovered a message from a guy named Walter Ulrich. They said, you've been selected for a humanitarian grant of contact Bernard Arnault 5 for details. And I'm thinking, a humanitarian grant of what? I needed more details, so I wrote to this Bernard with a simple hello. And he responded saying, dear friend, I appreciate you for writing back as I have expected. I got your email from a random network provider journal and felt strongly about writing to you. I might not know your present condition and how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected you and your family, but I believe that this money will be of good help to you and the people around your society. Okay, it's 2025. Why is he talking about the COVID-19 pandemic? Well, he goes on to tell me that he's a former UN secretary, a French citizen, and he's worth $219 billion. And to prove it's really him, he links me to his Wikipedia page. Wow, this guy must be the real deal. He goes on to say that he's getting dementia and he's handing out all of his wealth to his children, but there is a part of it which nobody is aware of. And he's chosen to gift me this money so I can help orphanages, homes, and the vulnerable in my country. Out of all the fish in the sea, he chose me. So I write back and I say, Bernard, you can count on me, Ben. He writes back and he clarifies that he's going to be sending $3.5 million my way. He says, if you know you are ready to receive the funds, $3,500,000 United States dollars, kindly introduce yourself in details to me. And that's when I realize that this might all be a scam. But I'm like, whatever, let's see what he's got up his sleeve. So I say my name is Ben Dover and I just make up the rest of the details. And he responds and he says everything looks good, but then he says, as I informed you in my previous email, due to dementia disease that affects me, my doctor has warned me against the use of electronics. I may not be able to contact you as often as I would like, but I'll try to write to you as much as possible when I can. I want you to promise me that you'll contact the bank and get the money. It is better with you than in the bank. My blessing is with you. Enjoy your life. Wow, how incredibly moving. And it was then that I promised to honor this man's dying wishes and distribute his money to the best of my ability. So he gives me the info for a guy named David Bennett, who I guess is the chief financial officer at Gateway Bank in the UK. And he must be official because his email address is at accountant.com. So I asked ChatGPT what it thought about an email address using accountant.com, and it said it's almost certainly a form of domain owned by mail.com. They offered themed domains so people can choose one that matches their profession or identity. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is actually an accountant. It could just be someone who picked that domain because it sounded professional. Oh, for a minute there I was excited. Well, let's reach out and see what he has to say. He writes back saying, compliment of the day to you from Gateway Bank, United Kingdom, United Kingdom. Finest and most concise online banking institution with a global perspective. He asks for my ID, so I end up making a fake one for him. He then goes on to tell me that he needs to set up an account where he can deposit the $3.5 million, and I can choose between a personal account, a corporate account, or a platinum account, and each one is going to run me a couple $100. And I'm just thinking, I don't have time for this. Somebody who wants to donate $3.5 million doesn't need my $300. So I just kind of ignore the guy. But he hasn't forgotten about me and my promise to honor Bernard's wishes, so he starts to text me on WhatsApp. He says, hello, Mr. Benjamin. This is Mr. David Bennett from the Gateway Bank PLC UK. We are waiting for your reply, Mr. Benjamin, to know if we are to go ahead to set up your offshore account. And this dude just will not shut up. I just don't want to spend $300 on this. But then I get another message from another number saying, hello, Mr. Benjamin Dover. How are you doing today? And I'm like, hello, who is this? He says, this is Barrister Peter speaking, personal assistant to Mr. Bernard Arnault. Oh crap, Bernard knows that I'm not collecting his money, so he's sending his errand boy Peter after me. He says, hello Mr. Benjamin, I don't know what the problem is, but do well to reply back to my text. I need to know what is going on between you and the bank so that I can be able to give report back to Mr. Bernard Arnault. I'm like, fine, it's the least I can do for this billionaire who can't seem to find anybody else to distribute this money for him. So he tells me to reach out to Mr. Bennett again, which I do. I say, good morning, Mr. Bennett. Are you able to help me set up this bank account where I can receive my funds? He says, are you ready to make the payment for the initial deposit of £300 now? I say yes, and then he gives me the Zelle account of a guy named Anthony. So I do a public record search for this email, and here's all of his personal details. And I can't help but wonder why a billionaire in France would need a banker in the UK, but somehow require me to send a registration fee to a 70-year-old guy in Florida. If I were Tony and I was in cahoots with scammers, the first thing that I'd probably do is clean up my digital footprint. And a tool like Aura, the sponsor of this video, could have helped, keeping his personal data out of Google searches and giving him more privacy. Or maybe Tony isn't involved at all. Maybe these scammers just got a hold of his personal info and banking details and are using it to send money overseas. In that case, a tool like Aura would come in handy to monitor all your personal and banking information and send alerts when they're being used somewhere they shouldn't be. I use Aura myself, unlike Tony, and it stores my passwords securely, and it scans the dark web for leaks, and it lets me know right away if my identity's at risk. It's got a ton of other features designed to keep you safe and private online. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself with a free 2-week trial at aura.com/pleasantgreen. Use my link so that they know that I sent you and protect yourself from cyber threats today. Okay, well, one thing's for sure about this Tony. He's not getting my money. So I can either walk away from this scam, or I can try to have some fun and call up Mr. Bennett. So I call him until he answers.
Yo, hello, Mr. Benjamin.
Hi, is this Mr. Bennett?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Bennett. Are you in the United Kingdom?
Yeah.
Sorry, was that a yes?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so who's this Anthony guy? Does he work for you? Because I've never heard of him before.
Yeah, he works for us. And I've explained that to you on the text.
So if I send this money through the Zelle to Anthony, then who's going to set up the bank account?
Yeah, once we confirm your payment, your bank account will be set up, so...
Okay, and what bank is that I'm going to set up an account with?
Yeah, the Gateway Bank.
Where is that based? Is that in the United Kingdom?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, I'm an American citizen. Can I set up a bank account in the United Kingdom?
Yeah, sure, you can.
You sure about that? Hey, let me ask someone real quick. Hold on. Hey... If I'm a United States citizen, can I set up an account with Gateway Bank in the UK?
Yes, as a US citizen, you can open a bank account in the UK, but it can be a bit more involved. You typically need proof of identity and a UK address, and sometimes proof of your right to stay in the UK, like a visa. It's definitely doable, though.
Okay, I don't have any of those, so am I going to run into a problem when I try to set up an account?
It could be a bit challenging without a UK address or residency status. Many UK banks require these as part of their compliance and anti-money laundering checks. You might have better luck with an international bank that has a presence in both the US and the UK, or looking into online banks that have more flexible requirements.
Okay, I've got this guy named Mr. David Bennett that wants me to pay him £300 so that he can set up a bank account with the Gateway Bank. Does this sound normal to you?
That definitely sounds a bit suspicious. Usually, legitimate banks don't charge a fee like that for setting up an account, and it could be a red flag for a scam. I definitely recommend doing some thorough research on Mr. Bennett and the bank to make sure everything's legit before sending any money.
Well, Mr. Bennett, did you hear that? Mr. Bennett?
Yeah, that made him uncomfortable. He then texts me saying, if you're not interested in getting Grant, no problem about that. You can go ahead to decline it since you have any doubts. And I'm like, fine by me, but he keeps texting me. Then the next day, I get contacted by Barrister Peter, and he's like, hello, Benjamin, how are you doing today? Have you been able to set up account the bank yet? Any news from Mr. David? And I just think, let's just settle this like adults, and I call him up.
Hello?
Mr. Benjamin, how are you doing?
Hi, is this Peter?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Okay, hold on. This is the same guy pretending to be David Bennett.
Yo, hello, Mr. Benjamin. Mr. Benjamin, how are you doing?
Okay, so you've done this before, and you know Mr. Bennett, you know him pretty well.
Yeah.
Is there any relationship? Like, are you related to him in any way?
No.
Because you sound quite a bit like him.
Did you speak with Mr. Bennett?
No, I spoke with you, and you were pretending to be Mr. Bennett.
Oh. Have you been getting a test from Mr. Bennett?
Oh, my gosh. Here, listen.
Yo, hello, Mr. Benjamin. Mr. Benjamin, how are you doing? Oh, are you talking about Mr. Bennett?
I'm talking about you. You're both. You are Mr. Bennett and you are Peter. You're pretending to be both of these people.
No.
Where are you? Are you in Nigeria or are you in Ghana?
Okay, he's seriously going to double down on this. Michael Bennett and Barrister Peter are the same guy. And now I'm wondering if I can get Bernard on the phone. So I asked Peter and I say, do you think I could speak with Mr. Bernard? He said, I'm sorry about that. You can't. And I'm like, why? Is he upset with me? Eventually, I just call Peter to see if he can connect me to Bernard.
How are you doing, Mr. Benjamin?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. So so there's no way for me to talk with Mr. Bernard?
No.
Okay. So can I speak with you regarding this this donation money?
Yeah. So what's the problem?
Okay. I know that the money needs to be used wisely for charity. I don't want to use it for myself. I want to be a good steward. Is there any limitation to how I can use the money?
No.
Okay. So here's my idea. I want to use this money to I want to build rockets, and I want to send sandwiches into space to feed the aliens that are hovering around the planet.
Well, you are not a Lamar, so how are you going to do that?
Okay, it's really easy. I know people that can help, and if we build the rockets, if we send the food up there, you know, they're hungry. They're interested in our resources and our planet. And if we could, you know, send the food to them, I think they'll stop whatever they have planned.
That's a brilliant idea. Wow.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad that we agree on this. So I think most of the money is going to go to the rockets, and we could probably work with a local sandwich shop to get the food donated. But yeah, I just wanted to know if you thought that feeding the aliens would be a good use of the funds.
Yeah, if you do that, you're saving humanity also.
Well, believe it or not, this guy still hasn't caught on, and he's still hitting me up for that 300 pounds. This turd just will not flush. So that's when I decide to trap him in a never-ending maze built by the one and only Kit Boga. He calls it his gauntlet, and it works like this. I tell Mr. Bennett that I'm sending him 300 pounds via Bitcoin, and anyone knows that when you visit a Bitcoin machine, it will print you out a little receipt that the receiver will want to see. But I'm going to send David this Photoshop receipt which states anyone with this code can claim these funds. But this particular website on the receipt takes him to the never-ending maze. This site looks like any typical Bitcoin exchange site where you might go to withdraw your funds, but to do so, you're required to complete a number of verification steps to prove that you're human. Like this impossible labyrinth that I can't even get close to finishing. Or this game where you have to keep your mouse inside the circle for an entire minute. Or the most ridiculous captchas, like this one asking how many pieces of candy there are. My favorite one is when you're asked to draw certain things like a triangle, and it keeps telling you that you did it wrong, which is meant to frustrate the living heck out of the scammer. It may even ask you to draw something random, like a rat, or an evil robot. And you can imagine that they get so frustrated doing this that they end up calling the support number to speak with a representative.
Your current wait time is between 14 and 24 minutes. There are 18 callers ahead of you.
But they're going to be waiting a very long time. I hope you appreciate the music that Kit's composed to play during the hold period. And of course, like most websites, it logs your IP address when you sign in, which lets me see where Mr. Bennett really lives. And unfortunately, he isn't in the UK. He's in... And at the time of this recording, he has spent a total of 2 hours and 56 minutes trying to solve these ridiculous captchas. Like, how tall is this wave? Estimate in meters. He said, very tall. How many moons do you see? He said, 24. And he's also been doing some voice verifications where you have to say the words that you see on screen.
Pink porcupine, green giraffe, happy horse.
And the funniest part is that he spent about an hour on hold, with the longest call being 40 minutes long. Which is just so satisfying to imagine. So hang in there, buddy. I'm sure someone will pick up one of these days. Well, as I always say, every second that they spend with me is a second that they can't spend with a real victim. Well, I hope that this was somewhat enjoyable for you. Thanks for watching, and thanks to Kit Boga and my friend Dan Gleeballs for the cool technology, and I'll see y'all in the next video.